Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, it's your girl D. Scott. So, a lot of times, you know, people ask me, especially after having written, you know, Stanley and everything, A Diary of a Hot Mess, they always ask me, like, well, how do you deal, you know, with your demons, and how do you, you know, how do you combat them? People can sit there and act like, you know, oh no, I don't know people that live like that. Shit, yes you do. You just probably don't talk to them. And that's okay. But I would like to acknowledge my hood roots whenever I can, because sometimes we can end up back there and not want to be there. I am not a peacock. I'm more of a shark. So I don't need to flaunt my feathers and, you know, fucking walk around and act like, you know, this is fit to happen and I'm fit to do this. I don't like the fit to do. I'm more of a, I did this shit, I'm a shark, I laid in wait, I'm a night feeder, I waited, I came at y'all at an angle, and I ate your fucking face. I ate your whole life, and that's what I did. Because if I have to tell you, one of my things is, if I have to tell you I'm coming, if I do tell you I'm coming, I'm already here. Girl, D. Scott. Hey y'all, it's your girl D. Scott. Hey y'all, it's your girl D. Scott. Hey y'all, it's your girl D. Scott.
I'm here, don't worry. And it is April the 27th, 2015. Tonight's show is called King Shit. And a lot of you know that I don't script my shows. I kind of just wait for the inspiration. And I do this because, again, I'll go back. My very first show back in August, Robin Williams died, you know, an hour before my first show aired. So obviously, because it is current events, pop culture, it's important for me to acknowledge those things. So first things first, people asked me, was I going to acknowledge the Bruce Jenner situation? And I kind of did the other day on my Facebook. And basically I did a dub smash where it was like, you're not my dad. So for me, it doesn't really matter what the fuck Bruce Jenner or Kris Jenner or any of them do, because he's not my dad. Here's what I will say, is that I think that people confuse transgender with being homosexual, bisexual, and things of that nature. And it's not. It's just basically, from what I gathered from my studies, the feeling that you were supposed to be born in another body of the opposite sex. And so basically there were a lot of jokes, a lot of memes going around saying Bruce Jenner is a lesbian and so on and so forth. And I find that to be awful that you were married 3 times and you had 6 children. And there was actually a gentleman, I can't remember his name, on Instagram that said, you know what, you're not a fucking hero. You're a fucking coward. You waited after, you know, 6 children, 3 marriages to come out. It would have been courageous of you to have done that shit 20 years ago when you were an Olympic athlete, when you, you know, had the world in the palm of your hands, because then you may have saved lives for the last 20 years of people that were going through the same thing or that were transgender. Again, nothing to do with homosexuality, but someone that felt like, you know what, there's something wrong with me. If the great Bruce Jenner, because y'all keep forgetting, I'm over, forget what he looked like on the Kardashians. I'm a runner. So we all know that Bruce Jenner was killing him back in the day, you know, as an Olympian. So, you know, it's just unfortunate that anybody has to live a lie, you know, or that has to be told that they can't be something. You want to spritz my fucking perfume on and wear my high heel shoes on Tuesdays and I'm not here to see it, fucking go for it. But if I catch you, we have to have a fucking conversation about the status of our relationship, because I can't, as a woman, I cannot make you do anything. I can influence your decisions. as far as what you will do to me and how you will conduct yourself around me. But why would I do that if I genuinely love you and I want you to be who you are? You know, so the fact that he suffered, Kris Jenner suffered, the two wives before that suffered, and now the children are suffering because their father just came out. And so now when you go back and you look at old reels of the Kardashians, you know, you don't really see that. You don't get that. All you see is what appears to be Kris Jenner being a bitch. And she wasn't. She was like, motherfucker, you ain't dicking me down. So what the fuck you want me to do? You know what I mean? So now it looks a little bit different now that she's dating some black guy, or that she was trying to get attention from one of her old lovers, or, you know, now you understand. And so that's why I say you never know what the fuck is going on in somebody's goddamn house to be sitting up there judging why one person did something. And so that brings me to the Baltimore riots. What the fuck did you think was going to happen? It's Baltimore. Y'all don't watch The Wire? You know, I don't watch The Wire, but I do know that Baltimore, because I've spent some time at Camden Yards. I've gone down there. I've had one of the best crab cakes I ever ate in my whole life there. It was $100, too, but down by the, you know, the water. But you guys have to understand, like, you can't go around, and the statistics are there. They're killing white people, too. Cops are killing white people. Cops are killing black people. But you have to understand that at some point, people were going to get pissed off. At some point, somebody's going to get fucked up. I was driving down 3rd Street the other day. This is no bullshit. I cannot make this up. It's Friday night going into Saturday morning. This, you know, young white girl, she's outside. It's, you know, outside the tap room, I believe it's called. And she is going apeshit crazy. Her friend is trying to hold her back. The other little girl is sitting on the ground. This is, you know, college town, whatever. And the police are trying to help her, you know. And she's going crazy. Fuck you, Mr. Officer. This, that, and the third. You know, everything's going crazy. I cannot make this shit up. She stands up. The police tell her to calm down. She's like, fuck you. I'm not calming down. I'm a psychology major, and I think they're like Amber or Wendy, whatever her name is. And I'm not being facetious. I'm being dead serious. Her name was Amber or Wendy. She got arrested. So y'all can look the shit up on Saturday. She got arrested the wee hours of Saturday morning. Whoever the fuck got arrested for public intoxication, it was her. And let me tell you what she did. That alcohol gave her some extra courage with no pants on and no shoes on. That I literally watched this young girl swell up on the police like, no, I'm not fucking going to calm down. I'm not going to do this. And I just turned my head. Do I think to myself, if that was a black person, he would have killed him? No, I don't think that. There's black people on the police force. I don't think that at all. What I think is that this little girl finna go to fuck to jail. You know what I mean? Because you don't know how to conduct yourself properly around the police, especially when you're in the wrong. She was drunk. She should have just shut the fuck up. Okay? Now, is that anything to do with the situation that's going on in Baltimore? Absolutely not. You know what I mean? We all know that we could just be anywhere and anything could pop off. You know, I was sitting with a friend of mine. I went out running the other day, and he was telling me, you know, anything that I feel, because he has been in trouble before, and he said, anything that I feel is going to lead me to get in trouble, I have to leave because I can't have contact with the police. He said, you can, but I can't because I'm the only one that's going to get taken out of here in handcuffs, you know, and he's a big guy. So that right there is an intimidation factor. So it's just really sad that there's abuse on both sides. You know, I see people abuse the police all the time for no fucking reason. You know what I mean? I've never had, quote unquote, oh, let me talk about something else. Blood, Sweat, and Heels. Okay? Blood, Sweat, and Heels. And it's a show that I absolutely love. It's on Bravo Television. It's about journalists and, you know, these women. Melissa Ford, the former video vixen, she's on there. She's a real estate agent. There's Abel in Brooklyn. I love her. That's Demetria. There's Daisy Llewellyn. She actually is a correspondent with the Today Show. So they all have a show. There's Micah Hughes. She owns a modeling agency up in New York. So it's about a bunch of women that are powerful in New York City. And the one girl gets arrested. And she gets arrested because I guess she didn't want to pay the fare, or she challenged him in a cab fare. And if you've ever lived in New York, you know that when you're in a cab, if they don't run the meter, that's illegal. You can't just give me a fucking fare, number one. And number two, you know, they do it a lot to tourists, or they'll take you the long way on purpose, and you have to let them know, no, you can go this way. Or you let them know, yeah, this fare, when I took it yesterday, was only $17. and you let them know off the gate, and you let them know, no, I'm a native, or whatever it is that you need to do to let them know you're not going to fuck me over. I don't know what happened. What I do know is that she's a firecracker, and due to the fact that she's a firecracker, 100% of even her own friends thought that part of her arrest was due to the fact that she talks too much. They weren't there. They don't know what happened, and they're like, no, she probably did this. She probably did that. So when your reputation precedes you, what a lot of people don't understand about the media is that, you know, there was a situation where someone had gotten killed, and they reported that he was just in the papers the week before or in the courts days prior on a drug charge. That's not important. He was a great father. No, it is important to state that because the public doesn't know why he was murdered. Okay, 10 minutes away from their suburban homes. They don't know why. You know what I mean? And so it's a fact. Okay, so I'm interested. And now, I'm sorry to go back to Blood, Sweat, and Heels. She's saying it's because she was a black woman. And meanwhile, the taxi driver was Hispanic. You can't play the race card both ways. You know what I mean? You really just can't. And the numbers are there. The statistics are there. You know, we just sworn someone where 80% of the police force quit when she was sworn in, black woman. And so instead of us, you know, making it hard for the police to protect and serve, those that are protecting and serving, you know, we got to stay the fuck up out of trouble too. You know, because people always want to sweep under the rug when motherfuckers do fucked up shit and they be like, well, the police did this. No, they did that because they're responding to something else that was already done. Now, I watched Fruitvale Station. I watched all that shit. This shit broke my heart. And what's going on in America right now is fucking wrong. So that's why I don't understand why anybody is surprised about the riots in Baltimore. Are you being serious? The Bloods and the Crips came together and the Nation of Islam for Baltimore. That what people don't understand is, like, when they talk all this shit, white man, black man, you just talking, you just a thumb thug. You're not going to do shit. You're not going to go up there and march with these people. You're not going to donate your money so that they can go. We've already had this discussion when there was Ferguson last summer, and it was my partner, my editor, Saladin, that sent people to Ferguson to talk about the Mike Brown situation. Y'all ain't going to do shit. So don't talk about it, because all you're doing is you're making the shit worse. You're agitating people. You're saying, you know, all cops should be killed. Well, then who the fuck going to protect me from your fucking stealing ass? You know what I'm saying? Who the fuck is going to keep the drug dealers off the street to stop selling drugs to people so that they're dying? You understand what I'm saying? So it goes both ways. And I'm waiting for whatever's going to fucking happen just to happen so that we could try to move forward as a country, not as a fucking people. No, 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 no. As a country. Do you know how fucked up we look to other nations that want to fucking bomb us and just take us off the map? They're all standing united over there. They either Jewish or they Muslim. Or they're atheists. They're very clear about what the fuck they are. We as black people as a whole, what the fuck are we? We're divided on all levels. Y'all don't even claim y'all fucking kids. And we worried about creating an army to go against the police? You sound fucking crazy. Again, and that's not king shit, that's coon shit. Coons think like that. You know what I'm saying? And trust me, I am, you know, I'm not about the nonviolent. I couldn't have been around in the Martin Luther King times because I would have been on Malcolm's side. That's the truth. So that's just in case you were wondering if you thought I was on some old, like, passive. No, no, no. I'm very clear what side I would have been on because I'm standing on that side right now. But I don't need to sit up and make a bunch of posts about some shit and I'm not doing shit. Okay, so let's just, now that I've addressed that, and that's one of the reasons why the show will be cut short tonight, because it's inappropriate for me to be talking about these menial things that y'all should know better about when we have rioting, protesting, people dying, and my son is black. So irregardless as to whether my son's last name is Hispanic, got a bunch of vowels in it, or he's three-quarters Hispanic, or his father's Hispanic, it doesn't matter. He looks like a black man, a young black boy. Okay, so that was addressed. Now, with the entire situation on the King shit, I have to address this because I've gotten so good at not so much arguing but debating with people lately that people, they think that I just pop the fuck off. So what I do, even in my relationships, you know, when I would go at it, you know, with one of my ex's female friends or something like that, it would be a situation where they'd be like, well, you're crazy, you stabbed him, you did this, you did that, you did the third. I would never, ever, ever tell what they did. just because I want you to think I'm crazy, because I'm not going to warn you. And I want you to have to experience what I experienced so that maybe you can get on my level as far as pain is concerned. And you don't know what the fuck you would have did if you were in my position. So today I posted on my Facebook, and if you're not following me on Instagram, because you could have picked up some of the summary on Instagram, my Instagram is at miss.d.scott. So if you follow me on Instagram, there was a gentleman named Denny Digital, and you can follow him and see the commentary. I'm looking for it. Oh, it's at Denny Digital, so D-E-N-N-Y Digital. And he made a post where it said, are there original female, now listen to the verbiage. This is why you have to be careful when you write things. Are there original females out there that aren't nurses? Are there any that can be in a long-term relationship without cheating? Two words. Are there females that can drop all their, wrong there, male friends and just have their man fill the space? But he used the right there in that context. Are there any females fully capable of supporting their man? What? If your man is a rapper, why don't you take a stack of his mixtapes and sell them with him? Bitches now, then he goes to call me bitches. Not me, but just women in general. Bitches nowadays just want to walk into a good situation versus building a Barack Obama. Behind every good man is a great woman. So if your man is struggling from day one, now what does that really say about you? That you like broke motherfuckers. That's what the fuck that shit says. That says that you didn't stay in your motherfucking lane. So then he says, look at Kim Kardashian's IG. She puts up exclusive Kanye pictures, not because it's helping her out like that, but because she knows it will help her man out. She's thinking if she does it, maybe it will take stress off him so he doesn't have to work as hard and he can enjoy being a dad and a husband. Hashtag supporting her man. I was mistaken before comparing some of y'all to Kim. Y'all don't have a winner's mindset. You bitches are just losers, L-O-O-S-E-R-S, trapped in a made-up world that doesn't fucking exist, which is why you will never have Mr. Perfect, lowercase, and you will be giving out free pussy for a relationship and a booty rub for the rest of your lives. Now, I don't comment on this gentleman's page because I don't really know him. You know what I mean? But he's never been disrespectful to me or anything like that. And you have to understand that when you're in my position, you don't just fly off the handle. You use each and every opportunity to educate. And then if they get bucked, then you tear that ass up. So this young lady says all the facts in the world. She's unattractive. Another one says, and the church say amen. And she's unattractive. And then he says, I just want my star player, not another bitch that lies about how she's different from other females. Oh, I'm different because I work and I have money. I want a female that wants to fully give herself to me. If she wants to be something better than basic or normal, I need an Oprah or Kim. Little dude, but you not Oprah. You not Gail. And you're not Kanye. You have to stay in your fucking lane, baby boy. Then another unattractive female says, but what's wrong with being a nurse? But she agreed with what the fuck he said. Why are you first of all, you let this man call you a bunch of bitches, and this is no disrespect to him. He's 26 years old. He's out of Los Angeles, you know. And then he says, did I say something wrong? He says, I'm in another state. I left everything I care about back in New York City to come out to L.A. and make it. I am outside my comfort zone. I traveled the distance. Now what? But that's not my fucking problem. Then the girl says, no, but all the questions that are being asked in this post clearly is directed towards females who don't support their man or don't have one. And I just don't see how being a nurse had anything to do with that. Let's be clear. The nurses I know, unless he's talking about a CNA and these motherfuckers is lying to him, the nurses I know make in upwards of 70 and 80 grand a year. And that's here in the upstate New York area. I'm not even talking about overtime or anything going on down in Florida, okay? So another female says, it seems to me all these women look forward to being as Kim Kardashian instead of Michelle Obama. The thing is this, you know, he's like, I'm just drained, I'm fed up, and I wish God would throw me a winner, and now would be the best time. Why? Because you're poor and you don't have anything? And then it just, they are losers, and as soon as you find out about them, you should dump his worthless ass. So, you know, Mama D had to go in and educate this young man, because obviously you've been dealing with broke bitches because you're broke. And so like attracts like. right? So when I was in a bad situation, I was attracting bad situation, bum-ass dudes, right? When I was sitting up there not focused on my focus, I was attracting unfocused, schizophrenic, bipolar motherfuckers. That's what that was, okay? So you cannot ask for what you are not. And so this is why the show is called Kingship. Here go your girl. So I said, well, you know, the thing is, Kim also wasn't broke. I said, when y'all deal with broke-ass women, there are side effects, and I'm going to hand out your mixtape over the age of 30? Hell no. Will I usher you into a new career or something to help ease financial stress? Yes. All this stand-by-your-man shit works when you're married. Y'all don't want to get married, so eat what you sowed. I don't owe anybody shit. I said, if you sow into a relationship where you're always broke, you brought Nada to the table. She owns that table. Can you at least bring some chairs? And fuck that we struggling shit. If we ain't married, no, you are struggling. And Kanye ain't going to let Kim even step in a puddle nor struggle. So peep how he loves her, not just how she loves him. So he says, the mixtape was just an example, but why does the stand by your man shit only work when you're married? Shouldn't it work before? And Miss D. Scott, are you married? I said, no. Everybody want to talk king and queen and Bible shit. I said, okay, but when a man chooses a wife, and even in African culture, there is a dowry to be paid to her parents. This is the promise of marriage historically. Why would I help you gain wealth so that you can maybe marry me later on? That's like asking a man to finance my hashtag zero fucks line, and I'm not married to him. This means he could take it back. Why do you want a woman to hold you down if you're not willing to build her up and give her your last name? Barack was always very clear that he would marry Michelle. And let's be clear, he was an attorney. He wasn't working at the gas station. And if we're not married, no, I'm not claiming a man. Nope. I said, and that's why so many women are really single. They help a dude reach greatness, and then the next level, he acts next level. It's not my job as a woman to help any man, and I don't share blood or a last name with. Sorry. That is a peasant's mentality. You got to think about it. So he's like, so you won't help a dude because you're afraid of being left? And so I said, well, let me say this. Yes, I was married. I met my hubby, and 90 days later, we were married. We've been divorced for years, but I held him down as my husband for sure. Because we have a son, I will continue to have vested interest in his well-being. Other than that, he never asked me to help him, and I did as his wife. We are all single until we are married. Engaged don't count. Kids don't count. Living together don't count. And anything that can, because anything can happen from the ass to the altar. So I said, no. And men, don't just leave me, love. I said, I won't financially help anybody with too much money or too much time because you're not my husband. We don't share names, and it's not my job. If I don't ask for a man to help and support me, how dare you ask me to help and support you? So he goes, what the fuck? Are you married? I said, no, I'm not married anymore. But if I was, yes, I would help him with my last dime. And I've done that and built a wonderful legacy for our son. If it's not about legacy, I'm not investing, period. I said, and you can read all about it in my book, Stay in Your Lane, A Diary of a Hot Mess, available on Amazon and Kindle. So then he says, what were you like before the marriage? Did you have the same mindset? And also, I will check out your book. I said, yes, because I watched my parents' marriage. My father was a provider. My mother stayed at home until she had to work and hold it down for the children. We were raised with roles. I still cook and clean, but I also get money. If a man needs help from me, he is my son or my husband. It's either or. I'm either going to call you my son or my husband. I'm not going to call you my boyfriend. So I said, my brothers are providers, and even when they don't got it, they never ask. If I was raised not to ask a man besides my father or my husband for money, then he can't either. You can't either. Y'all can say we gold diggers, and there's men out here taking money from single moms and other women. It's disgusting. Okay? Now, the bottom line is, you cannot ask for what the fuck you are not. And when you go back historically and all these men, you want all these women. In some of his other posts, he says things like, God, please bless me with a loyal, fearless woman that's about getting money, growing, and living, and loving her man. What? Are you being, like, what are you talking about? You worried about the wrong shit. Then he says, see, I would give her an official title, but bitches cheat on perfection nowadays. So you want to give me a title, but then you called me a bitch. It's like you're passive aggressive in any relationship that you have that doesn't even really exist. And then he says, it shows him on like Craigslist or something looking for my Kim Kardashian, 26 years old. Craigslist pimping. are you being serious? Are you trying to get serial killed or something like that? Like, you, and then he says that women have unrealistic expectations. You're asking for a Kim Kardashian. It's never going to happen. I can tell you right now, in the history of niggerdom, it's never going to happen. Because look how you talk about people. Then he says, so a man becomes important after he gets the pussy and not before. Loser mindset. But he keeps spelling loser, L-O-O-S-E-R, looser. And that is really no such, your belly button doesn't get looser. You know what I mean? I just feel like this is, he's only 26 years old. And then he says, today's women have the same needs and behavior as a dog, praises, rubs, attention, playtime, boredom, whiny, territorial, and tantrums. So maybe that's why you call us bitches. And he says, you attract what you are. I just feel like he has a mental condition, first of all. He said, I'm going to start going to welfare centers to find humble females to date. Yeah. This is what men really think of y'all. You know, $14 rent having motherfuckers. This is what they really think of you. They think that you should be like Kim Kardashian, right? It's okay for them to be motherfucking the dude from Family Guy with the stomach hanging over the pants, but it's not okay for you to be at the welfare center. And this is the nation of women, of men that are being raised. You know, it looks like you're from a single parent household. I can't tell. Because you couldn't have been raised with your mother speaking to or about other women this way. And so my object, and I even tagged him and told him, oh, don't get it twisted. You know I tagged his ass and told him I was talking about him on the show because I want him, and all my shit's archived. If you guys haven't been already, check out my website. Everything that you need to know about D. Scott is there, or you can email me. But if you go on my website, www.stayinyourlane123.com, all my merchandise is on there, getting ready to hit y'all with the bada bing summer gear. I kind of just go through two seasons, winter and summer, that's it. And all my Twitter, which my Twitter is at DMSST93, and my Instagram is at Miss.D.Scott. Everything is on there. And I tagged him and let him know that I was talking about him on the show because I don't care. I'm not confrontational, but I want to open up this dialogue as to why you feel like you are king enough. And y'all have heard me call Kanye King Kanye, because whenever I don't know of any king that was well liked. I don't. Perhaps the queens, maybe Isabella, Elizabeth, but the kings, no. They were known as tyrants, you know, mutants. They had to rule with an iron fist, and it's because they had to make the decisions. And recently I started watching a program. I think it's on E! Entertainment or something. It's called Royals, The Royals. And I love that show because although it pokes fun at the monarchy a little bit, which we don't need the monarchy at all, it basically shows the sacrifices that are made from a young age, just from birth, for these people to be in the position they're in. And one of the funniest parts, there's two funny parts, because I love women in power. I love to see women embrace their womanness and their queenness and all that. And the one little girl, she's the bodyguard's daughter. So she wasn't born into royalty, but her father is the head of security for the palace, for the king and queen, and who don't like each other at all. They just marry because that's what they were supposed to do, to build legacy, to have heirs. Well, the one little girl looks at her and she says, you know, what's funny is, you know, you're worried about me. And she goes, I'm not worried about you. She goes, oh, yes, you are. She goes, because see me with your little frolic, your little dress, your little shoes, I could be a you, but you could never be a me. And then she goes, and where do you get this name Ophelia from anyways? And, of course, if you guys study, you know, Greek, Roman mythology and, you know, all this things that we study, you'll know where that name comes from. And so she didn't give her that answer. And she goes, well, why do they call you Gemma? And she goes, well, because my father owns a diamond mine. Boop, leave a message. So even from birth, these children, everything from their name, and I don't know if you know what's going on over in England, but, you know, it's all, everything's up in a stir because, you know, the next royal baby's getting ready to be born. They don't know if it's a boy. They don't know if it's a girl. They're vetting names like Elizabeth and Alice, and if the boy, you know, and the boy's name will be Charles and, you know, all this other shit, things that we don't care about over here as much, but their whole life pretty much is planned out for them. And anything that is going to destroy the family gets destroyed. And so I was having a conversation the other day with my paramour, and we were talking about these archetypes of people within this realm that he's talking about. And he says, I think that you're a lover and a warrior, Denise. And so when you look up the warrior in this particular archetype that he's talking about, it basically says that the warrior will hurt their own self just to hurt you. And that is true. And just to protect anything that has to do, I'll go out in flames. I'll burn my house down and burn your house down too, just to show you that my house burns quicker than yours. That's what I would do because I'm reckless. So, you know, when you're trying to be great, you can't really afford to be reckless, which is why a lot of people think that I got brand new or I got funny. I just want to clear up some shit. If you think my post is about you, it probably is. It probably is, but it's not until after I've already checked your ass for being in my DMs or in my messages, and you know I don't fuck with you like that. You know I don't like you. You know I don't fuck with you. You wasn't fucking with me. And then somebody said to me, one of my good Facebook buddies, Douglas, I'm going to actually tag him and let him know I'm talking about him too. Douglas, actually, and I love my commentary with Doug because he's based out of Atlanta. We've never met, but I love my commentary with Doug because he knows what he's talking about. He knows his history. He knows, you know, the quote-unquote plight of the black woman, and he speaks, you know. And I actually met him having to chop down someone else where he was like, well, why do you think that? When I started explaining my way of thinking and my way of living and my way of being, then he understood. So a lot of people don't even address me by my name. They call me mother. They call me mother. They call me queen, Miss D. It's everything to do with respect. Everything that prefaces my name has to do with respect, and I appreciate it. So I don't get disrespectful until you do. And I was speaking to him, and he'll go, oh, no, I don't mean you, or no, I don't mean you. And what I want to say is that I don't return phone calls or I don't fuck with certain people because it's a waste of my time and it's a waste of my energy. I don't have much time. You know, today my body hurt. I'm beating myself up. You can go on my Instagram at miss.d.scott. I'm fasting 16 hours out of a day, only eating during 8 hours. I'm waiting on my meal plan and everything else, you know, because I'm trying to get things together. I have a birthday coming up. I have a photo shoot coming up, and I have travel. So if I'm investing my time, which means if I'm getting in my vehicle and driving to where you are, spending a certain amount of time with you and then coming back, that means I miss sleep that I might need. I miss time with my son that I want. I miss time studying. I get anywhere from 10 to 15 periodicals and then reading articles and then looking at documentaries and then preparing to do the next book that I'm getting ready to do with somebody out of Buffalo based on he's an ex-Marine. You know, that's my next project. I'm trying to get that done. I have another book project as a surprise coming out before my birthday. No, it is not my mother's book. So I have a ton of shit going on. So people would be very silly to think that I would just out the blue be like, oh, yeah, sure, call me. I don't do that menial discussion shit. And so today I woke up a little bit agitated because I'm so tired. You know, this week really whooped my ass. I'm tired. Allergies started swelling up. And I'm putting my body through a new routine to, you know, jumpstart things and get things where they need to be. And so I didn't get the work that I wanted to get done today. You know, I didn't do any laundry. I didn't do any of that. I did cook. I attempted to cook some pho, some Thai food, and it didn't work out. It looked like some chicken noodle soup with noodles, but it's all good. But I still fed my family. But I feel like people need to understand that I don't just play the queen role. I really am. And so if I ask you to do something, and y'all know that I come back to this all the time, you have to do it. Because if you don't do it, you become disposable to me, which means that I'm not going to talk to you anymore, and I'm going to find someone else to do it. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be giving me some head. It could be doing my hair. It could be anything. If you don't want to fucking do what the fuck you say you're going to do in personal life, I know that you're not going to do it in business. If you don't want to do what you say you're going to do in business, I know that you're not going to do it in personal. And because now I have perfected the craft of mingling the two, you know, I won't even deal with a guy right now. We can't do any kind of business. Doesn't mean you have to invest in my business. Doesn't mean I have to invest in your business. It just means that if we can't get money together in some kind of way or promote each other's brands, it's not going to work. because I won't have time for you. And there will be no reason that I would need to schedule a trip to come see you if I can't write it off. I'm just being an asshole and I'm being honest. So if I ask somebody to do something, you have to do it. I just, listen, this one guy, and it's Kit Fit by Smith. I emailed him about a month and a half ago, and I don't know him because I like to see if people are really about their business. And he didn't email me back for like a week. So I went up, walked on his page, said something to him about it. He's like, oh, I'm going to get back to you. Motherfucker, you ain't that motherfucking busy. You take more selfies than a little bit. Your ass ain't that busy. Okay? His packages went from $200 for online training. This is not even him in the gym. This is him sending you, you know, meal plans, things you should be eating, you know, what you should be doing and how many squats and lunges and everything else. So it was all just basically that. And it took him a week to get back. So finally when he gets back to me, after I liked one of his pictures, because I know what the fuck I'm doing, he's like, oh, I said, listen, it's been a week and a half. I've already dropped, you know, a pound and a half on my own or 2 pounds on my own. I don't need your plan now. You know what I mean? And it's sad that you missed out on $200 for, I think it was a 12-week training course where he, you know, drills you and tells you this is what you need to do and this is what you need to eat. So now his packages are now, they were down to $59 from $200. Sips tea. They were down to $59. Then they went back up to $99. And my thing is this. If I don't see any commerce in what the fuck that you're talking about, we can't do business. So you could sit there all day and show me how you're in the gym and you use this Flavor God seasoning. Are they paying you to say that shit? Because if not, like, I don't endorse many people because I don't give a fuck and I don't have to. If I want to give somebody a shirt, whether you wear it or not, I know I gave you a shirt. And definitely shout out to DJ Uh-Oh, who actually opened up. He was the opening DJ for Lil Wayne yesterday in Louisville, Kentucky, who was rocking his black and red Zero Fucks Nation tee. I will be seeing them this weekend when I'm down there for the Derby. So y'all will see me post maybe 3 pictures because I'm be laying on the ground. And can we talk about the fact that there are must be many other queens out here in the universe because I can't find a fucking silver cup or a pewter cup to save my goddamn life to drink my fucking mint julep out of. Y'all know how particular I am about these things. Everything has to be particular. I still got to go buy my gloves for my dress. But definite shout out to Miss Purdy, Purdy, on Etsy. She's also on eBay, but she's on Etsy, and she actually designed and custom did my hat for the Derby, so it's gorgeous. Y'all going to see it. I'm only post like 1 or 2 pictures. I'm going to get through the weekend because I'm going to have attitude. But I'm going to be down there with my girl Kim, her son, and we're just going to be down there having a good time. And it's going to be really good, but I also am doing this to commemorate my mom, you know what I mean, because she never got to go. But back to the kingship. So how am I supposed to follow you as a woman in any kind of relationship and you refuse to lead? So even if you're not my man, even in a business relationship, I shouldn't have to tell you 5 times, where's the email? You know, where's the email? Where's, you know, where's this? Where's that? I shouldn't have to tell you that 10 times. And if I have to do that, I find that I'm not attracted to that. And I find it a turnoff. And then I've been accused that, you know, you're so much about business. It's not that I'm always about business. And I want to say this very specifically to someone in mind and someone in particular. I'm trying to keep you around. In me trying to keep you around, I have to find a way to either get money with you, make money with you. Somebody has to be able to write some shit off. If we can't write shit off, it's not going to work. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to work. I can't just be fucking with you just to be fucking with you. I don't give a shit if it was just for playing. We just playing. You know, I have to have a reason to be dealing with you. People say, oh, no, it has to be organic. And it is organic. All my relationships are pretty much organic. It doesn't matter what kind of relationship it is. But what I can tell you is that if we can't work together, then I'm eventually going to not be attracted to you because you don't follow up with what you're saying. You're not aggressive, which means you're going to be fucking terrible in bed. Because you're going to talk all that shit, then we're going to get in there, and you're not going to be aggressive, you're not going to give me what I want, then I'm not going to want to talk to you. And then I'm going to say that you're my cousin. And that's exactly what's going to happen because I've done it. Trust me. Come on. So that's why it's important for me to try to identify how I can help someone and how they can help me. And then it's a 50-50 even business relationship like king and queen shit. It really is. Because you think that kings just woke up and said, she's a pretty peasant girl, I'm going to fucking marry her. Absolutely not. She had better have been a duchess, the duchess, the empress, the something, the princess. I don't even think you can go below duchess when you're dealing with monarchy and aristocracy. You know, but, and that's why I'm not doing anything different. I'm saying the same thing. I'm saying that I'm not going to go and be underneath anything. So if I'm a queen and you're a king, then basically you're supposed to do your part. I'm not supposed to chase you. I'm not supposed to call you. If I think about you, absolutely I'm going to call you. I'm going to break down. But I'm fucking old school. I do whatever the fuck I want. That's first of all. And everybody say, oh, how's that working out for you? It's working out fucking just fine. Thank you for asking. Okay, I do whatever I want because I paid a cost to be the boss. So whenever a man can come into the picture and I can still do whatever I want, but I'm forced to have to respect him because he's doing what he's supposed to be doing, just in life, not even nothing to do with me, just in life, then I have to respect that, and I'm attracted to that. I'm attracted to ambition. I'm going to tell you something else. You can't feed me no fucking dreams and fairy tales and shit either. I can't eat that shit. I don't know what a dream tastes like. I know what reality tastes like. I know what that goddamn lobster mac and cheese at STK in Atlanta tastes like. I know what a Hennessy mojito tastes like. I know what champagne tastes like because I had to go the fuck to work and I had to get it. So all this, you know, these guys, ladies, listen, don't fucking feel bad for telling a motherfucker holler back when you get your shit together. You know what I mean? They tell you holler back all the time. When you lose a little weight, holler back. When you get your hair done, holler back. Guys are so visual and immediate right now that anything that's not given to them immediately, they're turned off. So shit, fuck that. You ain't got money right now immediately, I'm fucking turned off. And you can't get no money. See, there's a difference between being broke and not having money. Broke is an entire lifestyle. It's a state of mind. It's a, no matter, you can give somebody $10 million, they're going to be broke in 24 hours, in 24 days. Being not having money just means that, like, for example, when you go through a divorce, I expect you to not have a certain level of money because you just had to split your household in half. When you have children, I expect you to not have certain amounts of money because you have to do what you need to do, right? But when you're single, no kids, this, this, and this, there's no excuse. You should be working 15 fucking jobs, just like women of today have. That's what kings did. You think kings just sat there and they just ran the kingdom? No, they was out there hunting quails, alligators, ducks, fucking, you know, figuring out what the next move was. They going around meeting heads of states, heads of other countries. They knew how to fucking read poetry. They played piano. Queens, too. So everything with a king is multifaceted. So when people say to me, like, you are the old Jamaican and I'm not Jamaican, you know, 15 job having, because that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm a fucking lady. I'm a female. I'm supposed to know how to do 15,000 things. Let me tell you, you know what I was most proud of? When I was coming back from Pittsburgh, my son had went by my stepdad. He went home with his granddaddy. And I drove my truck home by myself, and the little light was on to put air in it. And I was so excited that I put the fucking air in my goddamn self. Could I change the tire? Hell no. Nah. But did I put the air in it? Absolutely. And it didn't even have the gauge to tell me. And I was really proud of my fucking self. Yeah, I don't understand. Because I'm real girly when it comes to shit like that. I'd be like, babe, can you help me? But for me, that was a big fucking deal. So I add that to the notch on my belt. And so this morning I woke up a little bit agitated because I can always sense when I'm not going to get my way about something. And so if I'm not going to get my way about something, then I have to make my own way. And if I have to make my own way, then I don't really need you for anything, right? So whether that's, you know, because you fixed my car, or whether it's I asked you to send me an email about something. If you're not going to do it, I'm just going to do it myself. And then that's just 10 points off your 100% average, and I'm just not going to, eventually I'm just not going to want to talk to you because you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. I don't ask for much, and let me tell you something, I know I sound like a colossal asshole, and I really am, but I don't ask for much. If you tell me you're going to do something, just do it. And if you don't do it, or if you can't do it, or if you don't know, just say, babe, I don't know, you know, and I'm trying to, you know, and another thing, don't shadow box me with words. You know, this young gentleman, when he was posting all this stuff, a lot of the verbiage that he said, just from me being a wordsmith, you know, he doesn't like women. And it doesn't mean he's gay. There are some men out there that are dating women and they hate women. They hate them. They will hurt you. This is a 26-year-old man that just turned 26 years old asking where his Kim K is and asking, that's not king shit. Where's your dad? Where's your mom? What is your relationship role model that you have to cite Kim and Kanye? That's not my relationship role model. I don't look to TV. I look for real-life motherfucking people that I know that dealt with real-life motherfucking struggles and shit. Bruce Jenner is not on my mind because that's not a situation that I deal with in my home. How did that shit affect me? It doesn't. It doesn't affect me. I have a huge gay, lesbian, transgender, you know, population that rocks my shit. LaGanja Estrange is coming back from the UK. She was on RuPaul's drag show. She's one of my, you know, supporters with my Zero Fucks line based out of Round 2 LA, where the stylist downtown is, you know, styling all them, and he has the boutique downtown LA. My stuff is sold exclusively there on the West Coast. So what do I give a fuck about Bruce Jenner when we have Baltimore going on? You know, and so I wanted to make people understand that when you see me, you know, posting things where I've attacked back, all you're seeing is the retaliation. You don't know what somebody did to me in the interim that caused me to attack. Now, people that know me well enough know, nah, this motherfucker done said something to her and she done went off, or nah, this is probably what happened and then she went off. And that's, you know, that's why with this dude, the dialogue was important, and I really do hope he gets the book or at least ask me for one. If he asks me for one, I will definitely get it to him, because I think that he needs to understand that I'm not like everybody else. I have gone to bat for one of mine. I have help men down. Trust me, I've given away thousands of dollars to help dudes in their quest to get their fucking shit together. And if they don't got it in them, they just don't got it in them. They're not that king. That's why we couldn't get along. So when people say, well, you're not married, right, motherfucker, because I haven't found my other, you know, my match. I don't say my other half because I'm not a half. So me to say I haven't found my other half would suggest that I'm not whole. I'm a whole person. I need to find the other whole person that matches me, that we can build together, because I'm not interested, you know, ladies, and you guys, you give these guys way too many fucking passes. Y'all let Beyonce and Jay-Z trick y'all into talking about we ride or die. Motherfucker, they ride or die with $1 billion. A billion. Where are we riding and dying to? How are we going to ride or die? You don't even have a fucking bicycle. How is that going to work out? You know what I mean? You guys got to fucking pick a struggle. You need to just first focus on yourself. When you make women, listen, when you out there, you making money, and you doing what you're supposed to be doing, and you're being a woman, you are looking the part, you are acting the part, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, the men will come. There ain't never been a fucking shortage of men that like pretty women or decent-looking women that like sex. There's never been an issue with that. You don't like sex, I don't know what to tell you. You better get your fucking life together, because kings like sex. But I'm going to end the show with a song that I love, and I will play it till the days grow old. I have some studying to do, not for school. I'm not in school. I'm a graduate several times over. But I have some studying as far as just personal things that I gotta get ready to start getting ready for this next book. And then I do study, you know, so I don't just get up and then be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to just write this book. It doesn't work that way. So basically I need to start getting into the mode to write these next couple of pieces that are getting ready to come out, start planning my birthday festivities. Y'all are going to hear about all that shit. But I woke up this morning, and this song always pops in my head, and I don't know why. It is like my symphony song that I love, and when I hear it, I just feel all mushy, like when I was listening to Adorn by Miguel. That song, since I hear it, I smile. But I am going to leave you with the infamous My Heart, J. Cole, In the Morning. I know I love this song. See you tomorrow on Tell the Truth Tuesday. Let's see what we talk about.
Baby, you summertime fine. I let you get on top, I be the underline. I'm trying to get beside you like the number 9 dime. You fine as hell. I guess I met you for a reason, only time could tell. But well, I'm wondering what type of shit you wanted. Do you like the finer things or you a simple woman? Would you drink with a nigga? Do you smoke weed? Don't be ashamed, it ain't no thing. I used to blow trees, getting lifted. I quit the shit, I might get high with you. It's only fitting cause I'm looking super fly with you. I fly with you, I'm powerful, you do something to me. Girl, I caught the vibes like you do something to me. So I threw them back. Now all my niggas hollering, who is that? Oh boy, she bad, nigga, what you about to do with that? I'm finna take you home and sip a little Patron. Now we zone in. Baby, you're so fine. And can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? And can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning. And can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? And can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning.
Baby, you wintertime cold. The night is still young, drink that dinner wine slow. I'm trying to make the goosebumps on your inner thigh show. I'll let you beat me there as far as finish lines go. Yeah, and if you gotta leave for work, I'll be right here in the same bed that you left me in. I love thick women cause my aunt, she rode equestrian. I used to go to the stables and get them kids to bet me. And I would always ride the stallions whenever she let me. I'm joking, I mean that thing is poking. I mean you kinda like that girl that's in the US Open. I mean I got this hidden agenda that you provoking. I got bath water that you could soak in. Things I could do with lotion. Don't need a towel, we could dry off in the covers. And when you think you like it, I promise you gon' love it. Yeah, when light's coming through the drapes and we're both yawning, I roll over and ask if I can hit it in the morning. Yeah, can I hit it in the morning? Yeah, can I hit it in the morning? Yeah, the sun rising while you're moaning. Baby, can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? Yeah, can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning.
Hey, God bless the child that can hold his own. God bless the woman that can hold Patron. God bless the homegirl that drove us home. No strings attached like a cordless phone. You see, my intentions with you was clear. I'm learning not to judge a woman by the shit that she wear. Therefore, you shouldn't judge a nigga off the shit that you hear. Get all defensive, apprehensive, all because my career. To be fair, I know we barely know each other, and yeah, somehow I wound up in your bed. So where we headed from here? Just say you're scared if you're scared. But if you're through frontin', we can do something. And you know just what I'm talking about. Tomorrow you'll be calling out. Cause tonight we getting right into the weed, mom. Cook a nigga breakfast after sex is like a reward. Then I go my own way. You think about me all day, that's just a warning. And can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning. Can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? And can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning. Yeah.